Blaine and Mickey on 104.5 The Zone. Look, y'all been shut up in your house for a long time. A bunch of you hadn't done anything fun. It's a bunch of crazy, awesome people who put together. Hey, you want to have some fun? How about an IndyCar race in the middle of downtown Nashville? We're joined now by Chris Parker, who's going to tell us all about it. Chris, I am so excited about this race. I haven't been out of the house much. Blaine and me are still doing the show from home. But I would go downtown right now and watch Indy cars go 200 miles per hour over a bridge over the Cumberland River. This is a heck of a thing you guys have put together.
Not over a bridge. It's over a bridge.
I agree, guys. It's going to be fantastic. And I appreciate you having me on to talk about it.
Yes, sir. Chris Parker, the president of Music City Grand Prix. So it's coming up August 6th through 8th. Just kind of give people an overview. You guys are kind of calling it a festival. There's food and there's music because it's Nashville and we do those things. Oh, by the way, and there's car races that go along with it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we have said all along that this event is truly an urban racing festival. So it does involve the food, the entertainment, the racing, the overall camaraderie, the ability for people to get back out and to hang out with one another and visit with friends, family, business colleagues, neighbors. And so, you know, we're very, very excited about what we have to offer. But really, the success of this is because of what Nashville has to offer. Let's not kid ourselves. I mean, Nashville is the it city. It's an event city. It does these things so well. And at the end of the day, our proximity to downtown, the infrastructure at Nissan Stadium, the ability for us to leverage all of the, you know, the walkability and the convenience of downtown Nashville is going to be a tremendous asset that's going to make this just a remarkable event.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be amazing. Chris Parker, president of Music City Grand Prix, joins us on Blaine and Mickey.
Well, Chris, thanks for coming on. I guess talk a little bit about some of the ticket packages that people can sign up for and have their fun downtown, as well as, you know, where some volunteers like me and Mickey we'll have to go to sign up too as well.
Oh, well, you know, look, we'd be thrilled to have you guys as volunteers. We'll give you some of the VIP assignments. You guys know the bowels of Nissan Stadium. So we're going to get you down there on the Nissan Stadium event level, you know, maybe in charge of transportation or something like that. It'd be perfect. Blaine, you know your way around down there. So you'll be able to point everything out for folks.
Well, that's cool. But, so you get, the ticket packages.
Yeah, so we went on sale with our ticket packages last week. People have responded just exceptionally well. Very excited about the offering. And there's something for everyone. We've said all along, you know, whether you're the hardcore race fan who really wants to pick out your seat and see two or three different, you know, strategic turns on the track, whether you're the concert goer, whether you're, you know, somebody who just enjoys hanging out in a festival atmosphere, whether you're a corporation or a business looking to entertain for the first time in months, there is something for everyone. Our packages start as low as $119, and that's for a three-day GA. You've got reserved grandstand seats at $199 per. You've got what we call the starting line club, which is right there in Lot P, right underneath the actual racetrack, right underneath KBB. That's an all-inclusive food and beverage add-on to a ticket. And then we're using the East Club. And again, for Titans fans, or people who have gone to concerts or events at Nissan Stadium, most people go in the club and they grab their drink, they grab their food, and then they head into the bowl to watch the game or watch the concert. Well, we're reimagining that. We're using the club to face it out, to look through the glass windows, to use the ramp, to look out on the finish line, to look out on pit lane, to look out on the paddock area, which will fill the parking lot A, B, C, and D that is between Nissan Stadium and the interstate. So we're really using all this infrastructure to create a lot of different options for every audience to get out there and enjoy this truly international festival that's going to come to Music City.
Well, with Chris Parker, Music City Grand Prix.
All right, when I introduced you, and every one of the press releases that I've seen, you are literally talking about top speeds expected to reach up to 200 miles per hour going over the Korean Veterans Bridge. That sounds completely insane to me.
It is crazy. So, you know, it is going to be the longest straightaway on the IndyCar circuit. So when you're coming from downtown across the Cumberland on KDB, heading down towards the corner of Shelby and Interstate Drive, which is right there where that Exxon station is. So as we approach that, these cars will be going close to 200 miles an hour. We're expected to be 5 or 6 lanes wide, making that left-hand turn onto Interstate Drive. So this is going to be the marquee turn on this course. It's one that all of the drivers have talked about extensively, just the length of that straightaway, and then the ability to be coming into that turn 4, 5, 6 cars wide. It's just, it's not something that is normally seen on a street course.
You got to love a city that you go to them and say, hey, we want to race cars 200 miles per hour through the downtown streets. And the city goes, yeah, sure. Let's have some food and a concert, too, while we're doing it.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, you've summarized it probably better than I could have, Mickey. And that is that the city gets it, right? The CDC gets it. We are a city that is built on events. We do the hospitality thing better than anyone else. And I think that we also understand and appreciate how we are presented to the rest of the country. And so it just becomes an iconic view. It represents the city remarkably well. It encourages other people to want to come to Nashville, even if they don't come, you know, for race weekend, they come some other point in time. So the city absolutely gets it. So, you know, kudos to everybody at Metro Government, kudos to the CDC, the Downtown Partnership, the Sports Council, the Chamber, everybody who has helped us navigate and get to a place where we are able to bring this thing to fruition.
Chris, great stuff. I got a 6-year-old son, and that dude loves anything to do with cars racing. So we watch a lot of car races. We can't wait to have this one race right through our beautiful city. People can go to musiccitygp.com/tickets, or they can go to Ticketmaster.com, or you can even call the Titans ticket office, 615-565-4650, for more information. Can't wait for this and looking forward to it.
I appreciate it. We'll look forward to having you and your son out there. We'll get him, you know, some pictures and some cars, and we'll make it a memorable, you know, father-son activity. So look forward to it. Hey, thanks for having me.
Chris, you might have just adopted my son if you could make that happen. He'll go home with you. You'll be his new favorite person.
I'm good with being Uncle Chris, but you're still paying for college tuition.
Oh, fair enough, man. Hey, we're looking forward to it. Thanks for the time today.
You know it. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.